just going to be isolating places and not living places.
It's kind of how things go. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Yep, we got booze, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, honey, tonight is a booze night, I tell you what.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to sanitize our innards.
Mm-hmm.
And our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
So, the bottle's upstairs, because...
Oh, my God, James. You had one fucking job.
I had three jobs, and I did two.
Because I didn't specifically mention it, so you would bring
you
it
did.
Down.
You did.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You had one... specific reminder.
Should I go get it now, or should we?
No. Can you tell us about it before we drink it?
Yeah, this is a.
Fuck. Uh
oh. Oh. All right. This is sake. Hot sake.
I thought I saw it was a June Mai.
Yes.
Okay. Do we know anything else beyond that?
The bottle is frosted blue.
Okay.
All right, okay. James, go get the bottle.
All right.
That fuck that you just heard me say was me literally just now opening my email and discovering that the Renaissance Festival in Nebraska has been canceled.
Oh, no, that's the good one.
I really like that one.
Oh, sweetie,
yeah, I'm
sorry.
Really, really bummed out about that. So Casimir will not be in Nebraska this year.
Fuck.
I was really hoping that because it's in May... that when
that we might
past,
be over a bubble and,
when past epidemics have died out, that we would be past that point, but no. Mm-hmm. No. Nebraska's canceled.
Here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing that's driving me insane. A lot of events have had to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some events, like, I heard of an event that canceled for October. And I'm like, buddy, that seems like a bit much.
Yeah. I've seen some in June or July.
And, like to me, if you're going to cancel that far in advance,
mm-hmm.
why not wait until you get closer to make the call?
Mm-hmm.
Like... I can see, like, if you've got things that you need to be doing to get ready for May and you don't have enough manpower in the office or whatever else is necessary to be able to get it done, sure. Mm-hmm. I understand it. As soon as you know, go ahead and cancel it. But October?
Hmm.
Like, that seems like you might be able to come up with a few different plans. And maybe this is me as a person that comes up with plans in her sleep.
Seems likely.
But that seems a little extremist.
Hmm.
But then again, I also don't want to get down on anybody for when they cancel an event, because mm-hmm. I have gotten an awful lot of shit. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, in case you didn't know, we had to cancel Die Laughing. And I'm real sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real fucking sad about that.
So what we're drinking.
But, hold on. Let me finish this thought. But I've gotten flack on both sides of the cancellation. Mm-hmm. Either I should have canceled it earlier and I was irresponsible for not canceling it earlier. Yeah, I'm irresponsible, you guys. I want, you just let that one sit in.
Yeah.
The event didn't happen either way.
Right, that's exactly my thing. Like, yep. I'm like, it's still not... happening.
Right.
I don't... Did you somehow get more risk because I canceled it, like, a week after the first case was introduced?
Right. Stepping away from that one.
Welcome to my fucking world. And I'm still, like, trying to navigate worlds on that.
Mm-hmm.
I made a post the other day about... I'm just gonna start ranting. We don't actually get to drink, you guys.
All right.
No, we should... Okay, you talk about the drink,
okay.
And I will either continue my rant or just stew for a while.
This is Hakutsuru Superior Junmai Ginjo Sake.
Oh.
Okay.
It has been microwaved, for lack of a alternative method.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, all right.
God, yes.
Proceed, Jenna.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, motherfuckers, sons of bitches and daughters of whores.
Just get them all in there.
In canceling an event, there's an awful lot that you have to take into account.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot that you have to do to prepare to announce a cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Someone may have decided to cancel way earlier than when they announce. So if you're going to give somebody shit for announcing later than you think they should have, maybe back the fuck up and take a look at something that's not directly in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Take into account other aspects of a cancellation, and know that you know nothing, and shut the fuck up. And if you think an event canceled too early, and I did just do this exact thing where I was like, well, that seems really, really, well, but you don't know what mm-hmm. it takes to make that event happen. Mm-hmm. And if somebody can make a determination that mm-hmm. What needs to happen to make that event go isn't going to happen, oftentimes it's more cost effective to cancel earlier than when you know others might think you should.
Yeah.
So don't go to your hypothetical event coordinators
mm-hmm.
and start bitching about how they're not doing enough in either direction,
because
mm-hmm. fuck you, you know nothing. Now I'm going to drink sake.
In my mind,
tumbleweeds.
Fuck you, it's not your thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else is allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to cancel it because they don't fucking feel like it, that's up to them, and you don't get a fucking say in that.
Well, and so there's the thing, and I understand where this comes from, of, you know, everybody needs to cancel their events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. We've been now told so by mm-hmm. Minnesota Department of Health, right. The governor,
mm-hmm.
Whose jobs it is to know when to make those declarations.
Yeah.
And I understand not trusting Trump, because you shouldn't. But we have other departments in place. We mm-hmm. have, specifically for Minnesota, we have a governor that pays the fuck attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's not perfect, but he pays the fuck attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be, I understand if you don't think that declarations were made soon enough, time will tell, that's all that is. But the excitable control aspect of people saying, you need to do this now, you are endangering everybody. Okay. Back the fuck up. Don't want to negate your concerns, because I think the concerns are valid.
Mm-hmm.
But let's have a conversation and don't command me to do shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a conversation about why you're scared and what's going on,
mm-hmm.
Where you're getting your numbers from, mm-hmm. because somebody just shouting random shit at me is not a source. It's not a verified source. I don't know where the information comes
right.
from. Mm-hmm. I don't have the numbers behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Have a conversation with me. Show me information. Show me where you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just be like, well, so-and-so is freaking the fuck out. Okay, is so-and-so an actual doctor, or is it Dr. Oz? Which, by the way, it's not Dr. Oz. He doesn't give a fucking shit.
No, yeah.
Like,
he's trying to figure out how to make money off of this.
Oh, yeah. He's already figured out how to make money off of this. Yeah. He's actually selling just straight up snake oil now. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson was doing that too.
My surprise is.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Feigned.
Yeah, okay.
At least they gave Pat Robertson a cease and desist on that one.
Oh, God.
They also arrested Alex Jones. It wasn't for selling snake oil, it was for driving drunk and endangering people's lives. But
not germane to this conversation at all.
Alex Jones sells snake oil.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yes, that's the link. that.
Okay.
Yes.
Again,
connect those things. You need to connect those things because I had no fucking idea where that came from.
My apologies. I thought everybody knew.
No,
that's my mistake.
Don't assume.
You know what happens when you assume.
James, this is every conversation we ever have, is you assume we understood the link that you magically made in your recesses.
No, not the link. The five links.
Yes. The like, Zelda that was made jokes. In your head.
Yes. The Triforce.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Yeah. So that's it. Like, and there are people that are like, I made a little bit of a post about this today, but here's my full-on fucking rant for this. Mm-hmm. Don't pick a side. Pick a side. There are no fucking sides, you guys. Mm. There are no sides in this. People are like, oh, well, you're either, you know, I don't care, blah, 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 blah.
You're with us or against us.
Or, oh, my God, we're all going to die, like, right away. No. No. These are not... You don't... If you are right, and I'm not going to say if you are or not, you probably are, but if you are right that people should be quarantining as soon as possible, right, and self-isolation and all the rest of that,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't give you the okay to be hysterical about encouraging people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is anti-helpful because that's just going to make people buckle the fuck up more. Like, no, that doesn't give you the right. It doesn't give you the okay. And shouting at people doesn't actually make people do things, she said as she's basically shouting at me. But, like, it doesn't.
Shouting doesn't, but giving me that stare that she gives me sometimes fucking works.
Yeah, I actually have microwave radiation from standing next to her.
No. Like, and this is where I get into hysteria. It's not hysterical to have concerns or to promote self-isolation or to encourage acts to cancel or to any of mm-hmm. that. That in and of itself is not hysterical. What is hysterical is putting on top of that the, oh my God, we're all going to die. You're being horrible. You're being irresponsible.
Mm.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, wash your goddamn hands and cover your mouth with your elbow and... it's been declared, don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Work from home if you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, figure that out as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to your Chinese delivery drivers and order lots of Chinese food because mm-hmm. those poor people. And mm-hmm. But don't shake their hand. Did I cover it all?
Don't shake anybody's hand.
Just keep things clean. Wipe down your surfaces once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And especially your doorknobs and your handrails and your electronics. I have.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the thing. Like, somebody's like, oh, you're not taking this seriously. Bitch. I have so many bleach wipes.
Mm-hmm.
I clean my house consistently. James can attest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
whoa, yeah.
Yeah. Like, everybody else that's in my house is like, Jenna, you're kind of obsessed. Yes. And I'm like, you guys, no. You don't. No. No, this isn't clean. And that was before all of this happened.
Mm-hmm. Taking things seriously and setting your hair on fire are not the same thing.
And Salsa would know.
Right.
Salsa would absolutely know the difference between those.
Ultimately, what it, like, so many people, they assume that the taking it seriously means the way they do it.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but you are not the end-all be-all.
No.
Mm-mm.
We're adults. We get to make those decisions for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the decisions that I make are based on rational thought, based on the current situation and what the CDC is saying and things mm-hmm. like that. And
yeah.
Based on,
data and, provided.
Exactly. And being safe and sanitary and trusting the people around me to be adults as well.
Right.
Which is why we, Raiderly and I, made the decision to continue having the Pi Day party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That we had. It was a smaller group. We told people, if you're not comfortable coming, no judgment on you. Mm-hmm. By all means, stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you. The rest of you, our house is going to be completely scrubbed.
Yeah.
And you know, if you feel that you are either scared or feel a little sniffle, stay home.
Yeah.
Otherwise, come and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. And you
but
had,
you're an adult and you can make that choice.
And you had three people of various levels of immunocompromise there, yeah. at least, mm-hmm. that I know about.
Yeah.
So
and we had a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time. I don't feel sick. I think because we're all just responsible people and know not to go out if you're feeling
and
sick.
And if, God forbid, something did happen, we are all adults who made that a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And we will deal with the consequences as adults, yeah. calmly and rationally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the ideal. The whole reason that there's a shortage of toilet paper right now is that there's
because
a bank run.
Morons. Yeah, I mean, there is that other aspect to be taken into account. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody should be adults, but they're not.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. Mm-hmm. I still don't think it is good to go into ranting hysterics because mm-hmm. other people are morons.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, except the fact that other people are morons and take precautions necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa knows his friends. Oh, we're not morons. If we were morons, we wouldn't be his friends.
Sorry, James.
Okay, James, oh. There's an exception to the rule. So anyway.
yeah, but you brought him anyway.
Right? I know.
Thank you. yeah.
Which... So Pi Day happened.
Yeah, yeah. Joe brought a case of Corona.
Joe brought Corona.
He brought a case
Chinese
of Corona.
Boyfriend.
Yep.
Brought Corona.
Yep.
Yes. I have mm-hmm. pictures.
No, it was a smaller gathering than yeah. in the past, and it mm-hmm. was, I think, honestly, better in some ways because of it, because it was way less stressful and chaotic and madness. It was
right.
it was small.
There was room for all the pies. That
exactly.
was
we didn't have a shit ton of leftovers. We're done with the leftovers.
Holy fuck.
Are you?
2 days later, we're done.
You ate all that pumpkin pie?
We finished it all. All of the leftovers are, huh? are gone.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
I know, right? So, wow. super
oh,
pleased
wait,
about
wait,
that.
Wait. Oh, god damn it. It's
We've got
too
this.
Late.
Hold on.
No. I don't remember which one. Oh, there it is.
There,
God damn it. It was
it's,
the first
It's been
one.
Too long.
It has been.
Yeah. Yeah.
but no, it was fun. Pie was eaten, and it mm-hmm. was delicious.
yeah.
Pie was eaten, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I was a little sad. Like, I show up with my hand pies, and Rachel also made hand pies. And I was like, we're wearing the same dress.
They were both good.
They were both good.
They were both amazing.
But I couldn't eat hers. I couldn't eat. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Like, this year in particular. Usually there's years where, like, I skip the whole butter thing because fuck it. Butter's not going to do that much to me. And otherwise, I just can't eat anything.
Grit it and bear it and
yeah.
move on with Hillary.
But there were literally three pies that I ate this year.
Yeah.
And two of them were mine. I was like, but there was so much cheese and everything. Which is very sad for me,
mm-hmm.
but so wonderful for the rest of you that can have cheese.
Yeah,
cheese is amazing.
We had a pasta pie, which had cheese in it, and mm-hmm. My picadillo had cheese in it, and mm-hmm. I made a tamale pie that had cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, there was... Did the pot pie have cheese?
Yes. It had cream.
It had cream.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Chicken pot pie almost always has a cream
right,
base.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't
think. Not always,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. almost always.
But that was good stuff. Good balance of sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Very.
You know, so it wasn't like we finished all the savories in the first hour and then had nothing but sugar after that from the point on. It was pretty good balance. My son, again, made the rainbow unicorn pie
because
mm-hmm. he loves it and it's fun.
yeah.
And my daughter...
The kids do love it.
My daughter decided this year that she was going to make a s'mores pie. And it turned out fantastic.
Yeah.
I made the tamale and picadillo again. And my wife made the scotch egg pie.
Yeah. That was the other one that I could have.
Yeah. Because that one is just...
Because that's just butter.
That's egg and sausage and crust.
Yeah.
like the crust
had a little bit of butter and I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah. That's all that pie
that.
Is.
I'm eating that one. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Hmm. I ate so much pie. I ate so much pie.
So Joe and I made the hand pies the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And we made little tiny ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? What about me making hand pies with Joe?
I don't understand. The whole last episode is flashing before my ears.
Well, I don't understand, James. I don't know what you're talking about.
I actually don't. I've already forgotten.
We spent a good like 10 minutes with innuendo on that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. I mean, I don't understand. So anyway, those pies nearly ended our relationship. there are things that I love doing with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain projects that we can do together and certain things that, God damn it. But this is the second year in a row where we have tried baking together.
Hmm.
And this is the second year in a row where things have gotten tense. Joe and I handle frustration differently.
Mm-hmm.
And his way of handling frustration can be triggering to my PTSD.
Oh.
Which is no good. That's not his fault. It's not, he doesn't even do it in a bad way. It just happens to be an association type thing, right? Joe doesn't like dough very much. He can grill, he can cook, he can all the, he's not big in a dough. So he's trying to work with dough, and that was frustrating. And at one point I just took the dough away from him.
Oh.
And was frustrated about that.
Yeah.
I thought he was giving me numbers for doubling in a recipe, and he wasn't. So then we had to make more dough, which just... Whew,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, like, we started at probably about, I'm going to say 8 o'clock. Because I was dealing with things that Friday evening.
Yeah.
Before then, and we were baking until like 2-3 in the morning.
Wow. Fuck.
Yeah.
I have been there, and it is...
So, yeah, they turned out fine. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, what I might renegotiate how we handle baking together.
Yeah.
So that might not be a thing. Or very specific, Anyway.
Yeah.
But we made real good hand pies.
Oh,
so,
they were fucking great.
Yeah. No, I mean, worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it, sure.
In retrospect. Yeah.
Anyway. I'm in a talking ranty mood today, you guys. You should take over for a bit.
Yeah. So this last Sunday, I did something amazing.
Yeah?
I went to an Equinox Ostara party, which was fucking great.
Mm.
We did mostly just like very small. It was a gathering of 7 people. Mm. We just had drinks and roasted vegetables. Sat around a fire. We dyed eggs with natural things, and then just put a puzzle together. And when we dyed the eggs, we also wrote little aspirational things on them. And although we're told that the objective is to leave it in your fridge until it has gone bad, so that you see it every day, the aspirations that you have for this coming year. And then you take the eggs that have gone bad and you plant them as fertilizer somewhere where you will see them. You will see the life that those aspirations give to the earth.
I mean, cute.
But... Yeah. But the idea is, like, mindfulness, that it's there in front of you, and increasingly attention-grabbing, I assume. But, then the other thing that you can do with them is just fucking eat the hard-boiled eggs and bury the shells as fertilizer in a place where you will see them as a way to be reminded of your aspirations for this coming year. Yeah.
I vote number 2.
Yeah.
Can we not have rotting eggs in my fridge.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The eggs that are in there, I bought mayonnaise today in order to make those into egg salad.
Oh, you bought mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Wow.
Not just mayo.
Not just Monet's or Rembrandt's, but mayonnaise too.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I get this joke.
I do too.
As a fan of Impressionist art. Sure. I got to see
that. Is the impression that I got.
A mayonnaise
exhibit. Oh my
exhibit.
God!
Okay, all right. You're really painting us into a corner here, Salsa.
Yeah, I know, right?
So,
I'm just leaving.
Oh, shit. How are we going to brush this aside?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to have to stroke her ego.
Well, now museum, now you don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I left my booze in here.
Oh, oh, yeah, fair.
Damn it.
Hmm. We had a decent run.
What have you been up to, Salsa?
Pies.
Oh.
Other than that, I got my home office all set up like I like it.
Yeah.
Because I started working from home today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The company didn't call it, which fucking shocks me, because for like all of last week, we were getting hourly emails saying, don't forget to set up your mass notification contact information and make sure you've got your tokens on your computers so you can do the VPN, blah, 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 like all like and I was just like, there's no way they're going to not call this on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they still haven't called it. Nobody went to the office.
Right.
Sure.
But they haven't officially called it.
Yeah.
Well, I think my company has a different take on it because it's healthcare. So when you're looking at my company from a corporate-wide stance, it's like, no, you please go to work because we need you to help heal people. If you could do that, that'd be great.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But there have been, like, my boss's boss was like, yeah, that's not, no, just work from home for the next couple weeks, guys. Like, we already have the ability to, because we have to, because we're in tech, and if something breaks, we have to be able to fix it right away. Like, that's just what it is. So, yeah, he was like, you already have the ability. Let's just do this. It's not going to break anything. I'll make sure nobody yells at anybody. Like, and then like his boss was like, well, I'm going to be working from home for the next couple of weeks.
Well,
I would encourage anybody who feels the need to make that decision. So like, but I think my company at large has a different look on that because the majority of the company is essential for helping to get this stuff taken care of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
oh, right. Okay.
No, that's a good point. But but yeah, I was honestly just amazed that they didn't call it at my company because half of, we're an IT group. You know, half of us work from home all the fuck already.
They have called it for my company. Everybody at the headquarters took today to work from home or took today off. And today was all about like load testing the system to make sure that absolutely everybody in the company can work from home. Today,
they put another VPN channel in for this.
Yeah. We put in a bunch of extra equipment and load balancers and all of that stuff. The but the never
don't
mind.
Ask.
I'll tell you when you're older. All right. No. So the
it's not about.
But
age.
My department
it's
has
about
to
the fact that you took three steps to get there.
Be in the fair. My department has to be in tomorrow in order to continue assembling and sanitizing.
Oh, load! I get it.
Yeah. Okay. In order to assemble and distribute laptops to people who only have desktops so that they can work from home after we've thoroughly sanitized them and shipped them out. Yeah, so we are...
You know, usually in the tech industry, when we talk about sanitization and hygiene, it's not quite as literal as this.
No.
Nope.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But my wife starts teaching from home tomorrow, and my daughter starts learning from home tomorrow, and they haven't called my son's daycare.
Huh.
So, there are some differences happening.
Sure, sure. Yeah, definitely. But
I mean, and you can always just be like, nah, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, like, we're probably going to do that, but it's weird. Interesting to see who has and has not called it at this point. So,
yeah.
Well, it's not like kids that are that age, your little petri dish is touching and licking everything. But what a culture. Oh, my God. Fuck! I need a cigarette.
So yeah, for the next few weeks, my family is going to be here in the confines of this house,
in the AON bunkers,
which I'm fine with.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. So, my roommate, the lovely Bryn, is a teacher, and she's going to be doing some online school, and they're working towards how to make all of that happen. But if Bryn's working from home. And I'm working from home. And we both have times where we need to be vocal and be able to be heard. I'm excited to see if that ends up clashing in any way, shape, or form.
Please, please, please don't murder my significant other that lives with you.
I mean, that's not the plan. We've already had a couple of conversations, and I think they've gone very well. It's like, no, we are going to need to be more aware. But, like, what happens if she has a class at a time that I have a meeting? Well, I mean, yes, I can do my meeting from my room. It's not as ideal.
No.
But it's doable.
Yeah.
And then, like, those little vents, the heat thingies, because heat rises.
Yes, Jenna, I understand the laws of thermodynamics.
So does sound. Sound travels. And yes, it travels straight through my little register thing. Like, there have been mornings in the kitchen, you two. I swear to God.
Well, there's that.
I mean, usually I end up with bacon, so it's fine. But yeah. But yeah. So, am I going to hear her stuff? Is she going to hear my stuff? Are her students going to hear me talking about security violations?
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
But if you murder my sweet bun, I'll have to take your trophy away from you.
Kill her. I need her for the rent.
There's that. Yeah.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
So, how do we feel about a break?
I would love a break.
I think we can do that.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Give me a break.
No.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that kick. Kat bar, give me a break.
Well, just because of that, I'm not going to.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that.
Nope. Yep. You can't convince me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
So anyway.
Butts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
One of the aspirations that I wrote on the eggs was butts. With little drawings of butts.
A lot of guys aspire to that.
Yeah.
Not all of us succeed.
I don't aspire. I have.
You perspire.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm a lady.
No, she puts the ass in aspire.
Yeah, I do. Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
Most people put aspire in their ass.
Most?
Ooh.
In this...
I don't like this specific... remake of The Hunchback.
Oh, God. What?
Aww. I have questions I don't want answered.
Don't I have you? Answers I don't want questioned.
That got really authoritarianism very, very quickly.
Yep. All right.
What are we talking about? Oh, booze.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now we're drinking it cold.
Yep. Yeah.
Better warm.
It's good, but it's better warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So, yeah. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Should have discussed that. Yeah.
Probably should have, but we were too lazy.
Oh, God. All right. So we canceled Die Laughing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about that in a ranty way anymore. I feel I worked an awful lot out. Thank you all for listening to that for me.
All right, go ahead.
But so we canceled the event, the production element of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still doing all of our online stuff.
Oh yeah.
Including we've got currently have fundraising challenges happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to dielaughingmarathon.com, you can. There's a page with a full list. Thank you, James, for putting that up.
Mm-hmm.
Full list and links. So if you are curious or have a desire, you can go there and donate to things right away.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a silent auction that will be happening, an online silent auction that will be happening starting this Friday.
Yay.
There are so many good items, you guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I can't spoil anything. I don't want to say anything. But holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Just, mm-hmm. You want to participate in the silent auction.
Yeah, you do.
You really fucking want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also be available through dielaughingmarathon.com. Thank you. I was really waiting for that. So yeah, we did cancel the events. Mm. We did not cancel the online aspect of it because I don't know if you guys knew this, but you can't actually get Corona through the internet. Yep.
Oh, that's I was lied to.
I want to know who told you that, Salsa.
Nothing.
No, he wasn't lied to about that. Just in general, people keep him in the dark.
Life.
Yes, please. Yeah. So yeah, we do have all of those elements going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was an adventure figuring out how and what and handling and all of that. But we do have things, and I would say, listeners. Die Laughing usually raises 2/3 of our operating budget.
Yeah.
And, I have concerns. And that's kind of a big thing, is that, like, Fearless is actually kind of, like, you know, we aren't going to have to close over this. But there are so many theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So many performers that live gig to gig, and paycheck to paycheck, and this is absolutely going to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do want to encourage people. If you're listening and you have some bucks, please, 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 please. If you were going to buy a ticket to something, if you are willing and capable. Donate it,
yeah,
to the same place because they still have bills to pay. Venues still need to pay their mortgage, rent,
they do.
Utilities, all of the rest of that, regardless of if they're making money. So yeah, I have high concerns for a lot of people in the performance community right now.
I have a lot of concerns for a lot of people we know very well.
Are they in the performance community?
Even ancillary to that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like people who work at movie theaters. Yeah. People who...
I didn't know if you were jumping topic or not, which is why I asked for clarification. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this is going to be a really hard time for everybody. Please be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that you shouldn't be kind anyway.
Yes.
Like as a general rule of thumb. Like I know we're not here always, James being exceptional, but...
What James is really saying is rewind.
Oh my God.
I love you, salsa.
Jesus Christ.
I'll see myself up.
No, get back here. I need you to push the buttons.
Not for a while.
Wow.
Get back here. I need you to talk, because otherwise James will talk.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Ooh, yeah, nobody wants that. I don't want that. Yeah, I had a show that was canceled on Sunday.
That's going to be just what we talk about from now.
Anybody got anything to plug?
Anybody? Oh, so, yeah, I've got an upcoming canceled show. People should not come see me.
Anybody got any plugs to pull? Fuck.
Oh, God.
Come to the new segment, Shows We Won't Be In.
Ow. My insides.
Oh.
My most of me. So what about traditions that you are keeping? We had Pi Day. I went to an Equinox gathering.
St. Patrick's Day is canceled.
Yeah.
Functionally. Well, is it the Dropkick Murphys that are doing a streaming concert for free?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Dregs aren't not doing a show. Four Pints Shy is not doing a show.
So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of nut and half. This whole quarantine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it? No, that's in bad taste.
I mean,
how is this different?
Okay,
I'm curious.
I was contemplating creating a drink for next week called the Quarantine, and I just feel like that's maybe.
Oh no, there's already a Quarantini.
Oh,
yep.
I don't know about this.
Oh, it's exactly like a martini, but you drink it by yourself. With a roll of toilet paper.
Through a toilet paper tube. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking something with quinine and...
No.
All right.
I'm not in.
Yeah.
No, I like the Quarantini. Quarantini is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the Fallout 3 future everyone's been asking for.
Oh, yeah. Start saving up your bottle caps.
Oh, God.
Visual jokes on an audio podcast. Bing. TM Becky Schmidt.
No, so I was listening. There was a radio show that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Tim Wick, Eric Thompson.
Oh yeah.
And Duck Washington were all on the radio because we had a radio spot. Yeah. And they were going to do a radio play, but instead, it was just a long conversation on the arts. I feel like we should link that because it was really good.
Sure.
Yeah. But they kept making the joke about how this was the lamest apocalypse ever. Like, man, accurate. This apocalypse sucks. We need a new apocalypse.
It's very ableist
compared to
of
the
us.
Zombie one, this is just...
Yeah.
Boring.
It's like, I think somebody was talking about robot takeover, and they're like, I mean, that's just... Although if it was robots, then they wouldn't have to be quarantined.
Where are the mutant shrimp aliens?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also talking with Barisa Seal, who made the beautiful comment for people to get it. Who here has played Pandemic Legacy? Have you played Legacy? Legacy
yes.
Specifically?
Yes.
So next month is April.
Oh, good.
And I was just like, oh, God. Oh, God. I thought that was June. Fuck. All right. Well, better stockpile. But in Pandemic Legacy, that's when people start coming back to life that have been infected with this virus. And I'm just like, oh. So I'm sorry if I just ruined Pandemic Legacy for y'all. But
still
fun. Yeah. So yeah, I really should have spoiled that one. It's been out for like 5 years.
Yes.
That's fine. Fuck it. It's past the 3-year rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a pretty lame apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So it's not nearly as exciting. Although, does this mean I get to wear more like apocalyptic garment?
Oh, by all means, please.
Like, can I tank girl this shit now?
Yeah, I do love tank girl.
Oh, tank girl is like my favorite.
When is the post-apocalyptic clothing gonna come out? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Like, I've got a fashion line that's just waiting and ready to go.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I have things in my closet that need wearing.
And the problem that I always had was
the cosplayers
confusing
are way ahead on this one.
Yeah. Blaster Master and Master Blaster. One of them is a 1980s Nintendo cartridge.
And you confuse these two.
And the other one is one man riding on the shoulders of another ruling Barter Town.
And you get those two confused?
Yes.
I'm just going to sidestep this whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that it's not a total topic shift, but did you know that Borderlands 3 can be pre-ordered on Steam and should be coming out soonish?
Something on Steam has a third chapter?
Borderlands. Have you played Borderlands, James?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say Borderlands?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, when we're talking about, like, apocalyptic whatevers, like, I'm really excited. Because this will be my apocalypse. Just playing Borderlands 3.
Mm-hmm.
So excited, you guys. Oh, my God.
There has to be another season of Mystery Science Theater at some point because they will have to make jokes about this year.
I mean, I think it's cute that you think there has to be, but
I need it.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
If it's about you specifically.
Yeah. I want to say they only have like 500 episodes and I'm through them.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking up the release date for Borderlands 3.
Yes, please
keep talking.
Yeah. So speaking of things that have been released recently, on the release date of Animal Crossing, which will be the 20th. I know a lot of people are real, real fucking excited about that.
Mm.
But as a precursor to that, friend of the podcast and roommate of Jenna Young, Bryn Berryhill, and I have acquired Stardew Valley and have been playing that. Which has just basically been murdering bats.
Oh!
And... yes? Is it out?
I think so. I think it was the 13th, if I'm reading this right. Steam release on March 13th.
Yeah, well,
Jesus
there you go.
Christ. Well, there I pre-ordered go. That like the day before. That's awkward.
Well, now you have it.
Yeah. Anyway, awesome. Yeah.
Either way, you got that now.
Yeah.
She was looking forward to having an Animal Crossing... branded Switch.
I think you talked about this last week. I'm not sure.
We ended up putting decals on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just getting more and more spectacular.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you mentioned this one last week.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
So who wants to play Borderlands 3 with me?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have much time coming up for that.
Listeners, if you're not hearing the look, I'm not
they
doing it.
They can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not the look, then they can hear my flesh sizzling as I am literally...
I thought that was bacon.
Yeah.
Seared by it.
I mean, smells like bacon.
Or at least I get it.
Long bacon.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we're unfocused, you guys.
What?
That's kind of our MO.
Yeah, but like there's unfocused and then there's unfocused.
Oh, okay.
So,
fair point.
What are we focusing on? Games and things we're going to watch while we're all huddled.
Sure, let's talk about
bunkers.
That.
Oh, by all means.
Let's talk about our media consumption.
I'm going to practice the ukulele.
That's not
we
media
just
consumption.
Literally made the decision, I thought. Maybe I was assuming too much by announcing what we were going to do.
He didn't say, what are you going to do while you're in quarantine?
Yeah.
He said, let's talk about our media consumption.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Sasa, come back. I need you. I'm not even going to pretend it's about the buttons. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, sad.
I'm going to be watching MCU movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because Disney Plus has most of them on there, and I've only seen half of them.
Okay.
Like, literally half of them.
Which ones have you caught up on recently? All of them?
Recently?
This week. Or since the last podcast.
You're making an assumption.
Oh, okay, all right.
He has already started this project.
Ah.
Nope, have not started.
Gotcha.
Okay. Quarantine just started. I'm not going to blow my load in the first day, okay?
Lies.
That was my plan.
True. They have most of them, but they do not have the Spider-Man ones, and they do not have the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there might be one or two others.
Yeah, I think Incredible Hulk was...
the Edward Norton one.
Yeah, and I don't remember which company owns that, but I think it was Fox, even though Disney kind of owns Fox now.
I don't know.
I don't understand contracts.
Yeah, I literally don't care who owns what shit. I just want to be able to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's all anybody
wants. So I'll miss it.
Yep.
Yeah. But at the same time... Mm-hmm. It was anyway, so I'm not going to shed too many tears.
Right.
Completionist though I am, I'm not going to shed too many tears for missing that. But the Spider-Man ones, I am going to be upset about not having those in the rotation. Mm-hmm. But I've only seen one of the Avengers movie.
Oh.
The first one.
Oh.
Huh. It's a good one.
I haven't seen Infinity War. I haven't seen... the other ones.
I haven't seen Civil War, Endgame, haven't seen any of those.
I've only seen the first Thor.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
I'm legit just like, yes!
I haven't seen Winter Soldier. I haven't seen...
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm
Black
just,
Panther?
I have seen Black Panther, okay, but I have not seen Captain Marvel. just kind of spotty throughout here.
Sure.
All right.
But, I'm going to be...
Have you seen Doctor Strange?
Yes, I have seen
Doctor
Strange. Okay, because I was like, Salsa, Salsa.
Yeah, no, that one I have seen.
Salsa, you need to see Doctor Strange. That is, yes.
So, really the ones that I saw were kind of the intro storylines.
Mm-hmm.
To a lot of people, but the Avengers ones that kind of require you to build on something else already.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen the other ones, I just kind of avoid it.
Yeah.
So.
That's tough.
He's going to get to watch Thor Ragnarok.
I know.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, that's my plan for a lot of this is while I'm at home doing my thing is I'll have the TV on in the corner.
Nice.
Doing the MCU, trying to finally catch up on those.
Yeah.
So nice.
That's my plan
for
at least the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have something I can share with you. On recommendation of my brother.
As long as it's not the coronavirus, I'm okay with it.
I mean, there's corona on your back porch.
Yes, there is.
Sucker. It's trying to get in. God.
Damn it. All right.
on recommendation of my brother, I picked up a subscription to CuriosityStream. And I plan on binging all of the documentaries.
Holy fuck.
But I've set up a specific account for being able to share that with select individuals at select times, so I might share that one with you. Because I think you would enjoy it. It's a lot of stuffy old British guys talking about things, so I think you'd enjoy it.
He likes at least two of those three things.
acknowledging that.
I'm listening. I'm just.
It was a slight dig, and you're just like, nope.
Nope. I was letting that one slide.
Damn it.
Yep. No, that's because you reacted that way. Because
I wanted it. Yep. I know. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm just sad.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenna.
Yeah.
This one's for you.
Oh! Okay, thank you.
How dare you?
The audacity.
No, that's a program for...
Yeah.
Recording thing. Okay.
Yeah. My pearls, they are clutched.
Yes. I really hope we could hear that one. God damn it. It's trying to break out, James.
It is.
God damn it, close the door. All right. Keep it in. Fight cupboard. No, so my plan is to get people together for gaming stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Online gaming, you know, Steam is a beautiful, wonderful thing. We do have the AON podcast group that I don't think I've ever hit up.
Yeah, we do.
So listeners, mm-hmm. maybe try to hit us up through that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Curiosity Stream. I have so many streaming accounts, you guys.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm fucking set for this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also want to, the timing's really good because I'm looking to get some Google certifications.
Ooh.
I think I'm ready to just take the user one. But then they have some cloud certifications that I'm really interested in. So I'm like, I might just do that.
Seems like a good use, yeah.
I think because Coursera has a bunch of free stuff
mm-hmm.
That you can take specifically for Google Cloud. So if I work through those courses, take some exams,
mm-hmm.
get certified, add more letters to the back of my name. Yeah!
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's kind of what I'm looking at, actually, is looking at more learning and growth stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's
and Borderlands 3.
Yes, also that.
Which is yeah. growth.
I feel and, like that falls under
and
the...
And also blowing shit up in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gotten... Bryn started on one of my favorite anime series, K-On!
Okay.
Which is...
said to the non-anime people on his podcast?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
But our listeners might care, yeah.
They might. It's kind of distilled pure happiness...
Okay.
It's about a light music club at a high school, and the bandmates of that light music club, and it's, I mean, aside from the usual like tropey anime things that happen, it really is pretty pure joy.
Okay.
It's really adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice.
Yeah. Plus the music is decent. Yeah.
I mean, I would hope so if they're a music club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
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 Yep. Look at us go.
We're also getting someone new invested in Steven Universe. Friend of the podcast.
Going to invest now? The stock market's shit.
Yeah, buy
that's
low.
Awful. Oh. Oh my god, that I should not have laughed at that. I'm just watching my retirement fund disappear. It's
sell
fine.
Lower, it's fine. Regret everything.
I suppose that makes sense.
All right.
Clearly.
I haven't even opened my retirement portfolio. Number one, I have one, so I already know how privileged that sounds. But I haven't opened it because I don't want to know. I just assume.
Mm.
That oh yeah, I'm, it's going to be awful.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that at one point, if I'd opened mine, moths would have come out, and now I'm pretty sure those moths are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't been contributing extra towards my eventual retirement.
Oh.
I'll get over it. Anyway. Yeah. I feel like we're still distracted, you guys.
You're correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm making direct eye contact and listening to what people are saying, but I'm kind of an idiot, so there's that.
Yes.
I was just trying to think of what else 50%.
I
picked up a few video games, but
yeah,
they're all kind of like small indie things that I haven't played mm-hmm. much yet, so I really sure. can't speak to them yet.
You got excited and then just didn't
I am.
Say
I played
anything.
A game that's entirely about collecting mushrooms.
So I
is it
I
called
played...
Mario?
No, but that is funny.
Anyway, yes.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Salsa, you go.
I just finished Shadow of Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, just like Shadow of War, has a lot of like post playability.
Okay.
Like, because after you win, you mm-hmm. can still kind of run around and just kill shit.
Nice.
Sure.
Which is pretty fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's fun, you know. Just kind of, and because of the nemesis system that they have, you know, you can kind of build those relationships with the baddies, and then when you finally kill them. Like, there was one baddie who, like, in the story, could be a little spoilery, but the game's been out forever, so fuck you. He, like, you build him up as this, like, lieutenant of yours, and then he betrays you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's this baddie, like, badass, and so you, like, and then he keeps coming after you. And so what I did is, one of the things you can do is when you control a bad guy, you can either make him one of your lieutenants, you know, make him submit his will to you, or you can shame him. And by shaming them, you lower their level.
Is there a bell involved? Shame.
What?
Ding, ding, ding. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Ding, ding, ding. Nope, that's a Game of Thrones thing. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Then no?
Sorry, honey. We'll try to stick to references you can get.
I mean, this is Lord of the Rings, not Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. All right. Key, just go. Just talk.
Yeah. But I shamed him down all the way to level one. Just because yes. he made me so angry. And by the end of it, like, his mind is so broken that every time you encounter him, he's just like, I don't want it. I'm not trying to take it from you. I don't want it anymore. Just leave me alone.
Yes.
And then you shame him again, and he lowers level. And he next time you encounter him, he's like, no, I don't want it. Becomes
that's
so
delightful.
It was so satisfying getting him all the way down to level one, because I was like, that's right. You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that to me again.
Fuck with me.
So that's got a lot of replayability.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I'm playing... So there's a game called Styx. S-T-Y-X. Which is a stealth game.
Oh.
In which you play a goblin in this subterranean world.
Okay.
I'm playing the sequel now. And it's as good as the first. I enjoy it. I enjoy stealth games. So, yes. That's what I'm doing. And I also bought Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. No, KOTOR. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sith Lords.
Oh.
Okay.
So, the second one. On Steam. And that game came out forever ago.
Yes.
And I played it way back in the day, but I was like, it's like $2 on Steam.
Ooh.
I'm getting this. Nice. Yeah. So that's what I'll probably end up doing between watching Marvel movies.
Hmm.
There is a thing that I did with Jessa, actually, last night. So backing up.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased a new computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty fucking slick, you guys.
It is.
I was going to look up the specs, but it's like i7 processor and real fucking solid graphics card and like all this other stuff. It's VM ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm ready for that. eventually. but like it's pretty fucking swank, and it's gonna last me for a while. It's got LED light coolers that just nice. Are stupid, and they make me happy.
Yeah,
good. Like it's the dumbest thing to make me happy. It's so stupid. I love it. I can change the colors too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got the swank new computer, and I was going to go through and build one, but then I found this one on the cheap, and I kind of needed one right away to be able to produce a specific show at Die Laughing. I know, right? Sad, not happening. But what I did is I installed a game called Step Mania.
Yes.
Okay.
It's open source DDR.
Yes.
Okay.
So not only can you find and install your own music packs that other people have created, but you can create your own music, song and dance stuff for it. And I got a couple of DDR pads. And Justin and I played with that, and she installed so many songs. I might need to ask her to go through and maybe clean up some of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did that for like hours last night.
Fun.
And I like Step Mania. There were some awkwardness things. Every once in a while, Jessa would hit a specific button, and suddenly my Steam friends list would pop up. Which really kind of fucked with playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like suddenly I have friends, which is great in general. Like as an extrovert, I love this. Oh. But not conducive to playing Step Mania.
No.
But when the first friend is Captain Butts, then it's like, oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really need to change that, James.
Look, no, I got the promotion fair and square.
Okay.
I'm not going back to Private Butts.
I am working towards Admiral Butts. No, so
Rear Admiral.
Rear Admiral. God damn it. That's stupid. You're stupid.
Wow, we're gonna have to get really stern with you, James.
Oh no. No.
I'll take a bow.
No, not again. Oh, God, this quarantine's going to be hell.
Any port in storm.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember what I was going to say now. I don't. Oh, yeah, so, and then, like, so we reconfigured some stuff, and then, like, the magnifying glass would just show up sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like, I just disabled that. It's an accessibility
No, feature, I'm just, so. Is it because of the, like, key combination that you're hitting, or how is it?
I mean, of course we look to the internet for answers. Mm-hmm. And basically they were like, yeah, this is an accessibility feature with Microsoft when you hit this thing.
Interesting.
I don't want it. It gets in my way.
Yeah.
So I just disabled the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And then it kept trying to turn on anyway. So then, like, I actually had to go into command and
disable it.
Rename it so that it would stop showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever need it again, gonna have to break into my command prompt.
Yeah.
Take away a little extra, like, old or something that I renamed it for.
Mm-hmm.
So the files are still there. It's just...
Sure.
It's not recognizable to my computer right now, so...
Yeah. Programming those pads and figuring out what things they will accidentally launch...
Oh, good.
...can be a treat...
Jessa was annoyed.
In heavy quotes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching the people play Super Mario with the guitars.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, and one of the packs that Jessa installed was a Guitar Hero-based pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like all of the Guitar Hero songs. Oh, so, like, because she likes Joan Jett. And,
well,
you know.
Well, who doesn't?
Right. So, like, she found this pack that was all just, like, these super metal songs and, like, installed it, but it was Guitar Hero. So, it was nigh on impossible to do on the DDR pad because they didn't go through and create easy levels of it. It was all just extremely hard because it was based off of the guitar chords.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's fun. It's delightful. Yay, open source software.
Play those again.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem is I think all of my guitars are broken.
Oh, I think PlayStation?
Yeah.
I've got a couple guitars that I don't think are broken.
Honestly, I think my PlayStation's broken too.
Oh.
I guess, is the PS3 backwards compatible?
Some PS3s are backwards compatible. Yeah. I believe yours is.
Yeah. Might have to give it a try.
Yeah.
See if my guitars still work or if they're beyond repair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
I suppose we
can. Yeah, I'm for it.
We can do that.
All right.
Oh, wait.
That's the one.
You get it? Because it's a break. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back.
Oh, yay!
I'm Salsa.
I am James.
Jenna.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Local celebrity.
Oh.
Bathroom famous.
I am bathroom famous. That's how I get all the chicks.
Seems right.
Yeah.
I imagine it must be a huge advantage to be able to write your own number in the bathroom of your target demographic.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that also doesn't stop me from writing my own name in the men's room either, but, you know.
I don't think anyone would stop you from doing anything that you really wanted to.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a look.
Yeah.
I was going to say a thing, and then I forgot what it was, so.
These things happen.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I've noted a few times throughout the podcast that we're all a little distracted, and I think that's definitely...
It's going around.
It's, and I think it's just a generalized symptom of the current state of things, having Dilaughing cancel, but then, like, all of the change and all of the stuff that's happening that's just like, I mean, I'm working from home, but meh.
I feel overwhelmed.
You know? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and you hit a point of exhaustion and tired where it's just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that there are people who are going through more things right now.
Yes, that was vague.
And that's where I'm leaving it.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
But
There are a lot of people going through various different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have to deal with job stuff, which as the more and more things get shut down through more and more areas, that's big. Some people have to make decisions about who they will be hanging out with socially, 'cause right now it is groups of 10 or less. So you guys are on a short list. Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
I've made a decision here.
All right.
But yeah, it's a thing.
I have finished writing, so let's do a fast five.
Oh, fast five. We didn't have any fast fives.
We didn't have any fast fives, and I didn't realize that until after I hit record. While you've been talking, that's what I've been doing, is writing.
Well, like, I just saw you being a little distracted, and I'm like, I should just talk about
feelings
and why we're distracted and
I was
stuff
writing
like
a
that.
Fast five.
Okay. So you were actually
because I wasn't paying attention.
See,
I really wasn't.
Through more things.
If I had been paying attention, I would have realized we didn't have a fast five earlier.
Oh, sure.
But either way,
all right.
Let's do a Fast Five.
Fast Five. Fast Five.
Again. Today's Fast Five comes to us from me.
Wait.
Me.
Oh, okay. Fuck that guy.
Go. I know, right?
Don't. Sure. Ew.
This is going to be awful. And bear in mind, I wrote this in 2 minutes, so fuck you. Bear in mind. All right, question number one. Gin or vodka?
Vodka.
Gin.
I'm going gin.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Red or white?
White.
Red?
I'm going to go red.
Hmm.
Question number three. Liquid or... Sorry.
You're fucking up the process.
I know. Right. I mean, we're very fast. We're going to...
Question number three.
Okay. There we are.
Liquid or frozen?
Frozen.
Oh.
Going liquid.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, God damn it. Fuck.
Frozen Snake, the unexplored Metal Gear levels.
No. I'm thinking margarita or mojito. I'd have to go mojito. I think I'm going to have to go liquid.
All right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Question number four.
Mm-hmm.
Orange or pale?
Orange.
Orange?
I don't know. Oh, wow. The context on that is really... Like an orange ale?
I mean, that's kind of the point of the Fast Five.
I have some made up context that
sure.
This isn't.
Yes.
Do you prefer President Trump with or without his makeup on?
Makeup can be done by a mortician, right?
When he's got his orange spray thing going on.
He
oddly looks alive, but like they've done Photoshop artists have done this where they just remove that, and he looks like Palpatine. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
question number five: spicy or mild?
Spicy.
I'm gonna go mild.
Okay. Now we open up the second
email.
Never mind. Question number one, gin or vodka? I said gin.
I said gin. Bloody Margaret.
Do you prefer a gin or a vodka martini?
Ooh. Vodka. I'm not, we've talked about this before.
I know.
I'm not much of a gin person. Mm-hmm. There are exceptions.
Sure. No, your answer surprises me. Not at all.
Not at all.
I also wrote it in 2 minutes, so.
Yeah. I get, how dare you not confuse me, salsa? Yeah.
Question number two, also probably going to be pretty straightforward, but mm-hmm. red or white?
Wine?
I said red.
Yeah, I said
close.
White.
Close. Which sangria do you prefer?
Oh, shit. That's a horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Or the same colors, but a different kind of horse.
Sure. Sure, James. Just...
Red, still.
I think I would still have to red, switch yeah. to red. Yeah. Red sangria just feels more festive.
Yeah.
Like, white sangria feels like appropriation, so...
You're not wrong. But aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Festive is a special word for me because my mom is super into decorating the house with...
Decorating?
Yes.
Ooh, I love decorating.
With decorating.
Little flags and special napkins and paper plates that are specifically for not only the season but the holiday.
Yeah.
And her repeat reason for this is, well, they're so festive.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
having met your mom, yes, this is accurate to my experience with her. Not that I have as much experience with your mom as you do, but, right. You know.
But, you know, she's adorable.
She is absolutely adorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number three. Liquid or frozen? Do you prefer your scotch straight up, i.e. liquid, or on the rocks?
Liquid.
I.e. ice, frozen.
Dang.
I think because I am a slow sipper.
Mm-hmm.
And a scotch taste more than a whatever. I'm gonna have to go just liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like a little bit of wet.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the scotch. Mm-hmm. And I do like a bit of cold happening off of that. But I just don't drink it fast enough.
Sure.
And then eventually I just have spicy water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to describe
it. You're right.
Peaty water.
No, it was 100%.
Effervescent water. Yeah. It all depends on what type of scotch. Right. But yeah.
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 Yeah, it made complete sense. It was just hilarious.
Mm.
Yep. No, I'm also liquid. I like mine neat as well.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Question number four.
God damn it.
Orange or pale?
Okay.
Do you like your mimosas orange, i.e. mostly orange juice with a little bit of champagne, or pale, i.e. mostly champagne with a little bit of orange juice?
Kind
of
depends.
Hmm.
This Sunday when I had mimosas, I definitely went more pale.
Same.
But yeah, it kind of depends. Like, sometimes I just want a little bit of bubble with my orange juice.
Yeah.
Really. Sometimes I want a little bit of orange with my bubble.
Yeah.
It's a mood thing.
Yep.
I'm gonna anyway, James. You're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Thank God for that.
I know, right?
Oh, God. Don't take responsibility, Salsa. Whoa, buddy.
Yeah, we were having a conversation with my kids today about different kinds of friends. And we, because my son was like, I don't have friends at school, you know, because because his friend is not at his daycare.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, you know, it's, you can have friends that aren't the same kind of friend. You know, you can have, you know... And I was like, you know, like, for example, Papa has work friends that he would never hang out with outside of work. And he has friends, you know, that he would never be able to work with. And then I was like, take Jenna. Jenna's one of Papa's very best friends.
Aww.
Jenna and Papa could never work together.
I would kill you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We would last 2 days.
Yeah.
And so it was. But yeah. Anyway.
I think it depends on the job. But yes, you are 97% accurate in that assessment. Like, there are certain things. Die laughing.
Sure.
Technically, we're kind of working together.
Yes, but
there's a very specific dynamic.
That's not happening. An 8 hours a day.
No. Oh, God. Ah.
Salsa, if we ever work together, I promise to forget about it during an interview.
That's oddly specific, James.
Right? It's weird.
I don't think that's odd. You guys have talked about this before, actually, on the podcast a few times. What?
Inside jokes will get you inside work.
Not that inside. We've talked about it on this show.
On this podcast, repeatedly. Yeah. About how you forgot that you worked with Salsa. Yeah.
Yep.
Even though I got him that job. Jesus Christ. I prefer mine pale, personally. If I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink.
Yeah,
orange.
Fair.
Yep.
As in almost all things. I like to have
orange.
A little bit of buzz occasionally, but I'm not like a hard fucking drinker.
I take my drinking seriously.
Except after hours at Fest.
Oh God, yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
That keeps you warm and numbs the pain.
Then we don't fuck around.
No.
All right.
Except when we do. And then we really fuck around. Yeah.
Weren't you leaving?
Yeah.
Question number five, spicy or mild? I think you can probably guess this one at this point.
How do you like your salsa?
No.
I don't.
Well then, Salsa, you thought wrong.
How do you like your bloody?
Oh, yeah. All right.
I like my spicy Bloody Mary.
I like my meaty. I like a good pepper to my bloody, but I don't want a spicy kick. I want a peppery, more of an earthy,
an
spice.
Umami type. Mm. Yeah,
I want earthy spice, not hot spice.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
And then just shove meat sticks in.
Yeah.
That was going to sound really gross.
No, it wasn't. It was going to sound awesome.
Anyway.
And a burger.
Yeah.
And a pizza and some chicken wings.
Some chicken wings. Donut. I don't even know where the donut came from. It's just there now.
So that's our Fast Five.
Yay.
I'm genuinely disappointed. right now because at the meeting yesterday, Mav told me that I now that there. He was saving one for Die Laughing, and then now Die Laughing's not happening, so he was going to send me a Fast Five, and he hasn't done that yet. So I'm
funny. Clearly, he doesn't have anything else on his plate.
A little hurt.
To be fair, like the rest of us are like, oh, Die Laughing's canceled. Guess I gotta go. And Mav is like, oh shit.
Yep.
I can't fuck up this silent auction. Yeah, but God damn it.
Like,
but if you feel sympathy for Mav, then he'll take advantage of it. So,
right.
So I'm just going to be disappointed in Mav. Mav, we were expecting a Fast Five, and
I can't.
And it never happened.
It's like opening for AC/DC, and then they don't show up.
What? Triforce. What did you just do?
That was oddly specific. Yes.
So, like, usually the silent auction is the opening act for Die Laughing, which is the focus of much of what we talk about. It is...
For Die Laughing.
Yeah. And then with Die Laughing canceled, it's like the headliner
hasn't shown
up.
From?
Well, I just picked a big name band that people would show up to...
Well, pick Led Zeppelin next time. Jesus, get with the program.
No, a cover band. Yeah, all right.
Ah, God.
Okay, so then you're the opening act and your Led Zeppelin cover band hasn't shown up.
There you go.
All right.
Now it makes sense.
Just humor him. Okay.
Humor him.
You know what?
What I'm saying is I love you, Mav.
If you would like to send
you
us Fast
Five. You asked me to humor him.
Yes. Send in two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one should repeat those choices and then give us the context. Who's got a shout-out?
I have, like, a million shout-outs.
I'm sure you do.
But I have... oh, God. I'm going to do this one. I've got so many for later on. I need to give a shout-out to Heather Zastera. I posted, so the cancellation of Die Laughing is a little hard for me, you guys. I seriously put in, I talk about like having started this in October. That's when I started having meetings. And there's always the retro towards the end of April. Like, this is at least 6 months out of my life. Very consistently. And I do a lot of, like, timeline planning type stuff before then, even. Like, this is the biggest project that I do every year. And it's one that means a lot to me. It's got some Bill background in it. It's about one of the big things that drives me, which is providing opportunities to people to be able to perform new things or old things to a new audience or all of these other things. It's a big fucking deal. And so we... After a few days of trying to figure out exactly how we were going to post about cancellation and all of that, we get all of this posted, and it was just push, and talk and meetings and 2 weeks of me having to just struggling with the fact that this was going to be canceled. It was posted. And then within a half an hour, I want to say, Heather made a donation to my fundraising challenge that got it to its goal.
Yeah.
And it was a substantial donation. Yeah. And it was one of those things where Heather, who always donates her time to Die Laughing and is consistently helping us and volunteering and is such a supportive person... like when she heard the news, she wanted to be able to do something, and made this donation. And it was, I was floored. I was absolutely floored. The timing on it was perfect. Cause I was just like, well, everything sucks. Life sucks. People are mad at me for canceling. People are mad at me for not canceling. I've spent the past few weeks just on the Minnesota Department of Health website and calling them daily and this, that, and the other thing, fighting people all over the place in every direction. And I finally, like, we've sent the cancellation out, and now I'm just like, oh, God, everything is awful. And then it was, like, just this gift of sunshine and love, just, like, at the right moment, just, like, this little spot of warmth right when I needed it. So I'm not crying, you're crying, and thank you.
I am crying.
James, you cry at everything. Let's be clear.
Also, you're following that, not me.
Okay. my shout-out is to Jenna.
God damn it.
Which is not something that I would usually do, but Jenna does almighty work every year, and for the last 7 years, she has done... literally years worth of unpaid work to make something that is increasingly difficult and complicated and spectacular happen with more and more people. And you put in that same amount of work this year and then had to do something incredibly difficult on top of that. And you have my absolute respect, not only for putting in the work every year, but for all of the extra that you have done this year to keep people safe and well and happy. And thank you. It, even if people are arguing with you now, it means a lot. And I appreciate it.
I'm not making eye contact because I can't.
I'm going to give my shout out to all of the people who have already and the people who have not yet donated to Fearless in this Die Laughing cycle.
Yeah.
Because even though Die Laughing proper is not happening, all of the satellite stuff is...
Die Laughing improper, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And improper it is.
Die Laughing After Midnight. Die Laughing After Dark.
Sorry. Speaking of which, speaking of people who have not yet donated, James and Brianna and I, if the three of us raise $1,000, all three of us have to get a tattoo. That tattoo appointment is scheduled for Friday. So if we're going to do this, we need that money by Friday. To get $1,000, we are $200 away.
Yeah, we're real close.
We are at, I just did the math, we are at $800 between the three of us. So we just need $200 by Friday, and we're doing this. Or James needs like $115 and he'll be done.
I'm really excited about it.
And then he'll solo this. But if we can either give James $115 or give all three of us $200, and this is going to happen.
I sure as shit would appreciate the company.
But the deadline is Friday. So if you've been sitting around, now is the time. Just saying. But even if you can't or already have or are planning on it, thank you so much. Because, yes, we know things are not going according to plan.
That's my nightmare, you guys.
I know, right?
My literal nightmare.
Is plans falling apart, and that's what's
not
happening.
Not according to plan.
But the fact that people like Heather, the fact that, you know, other people are stepping up to the plate, and I don't remember his name, but the guy in charge of Fantastic Voyage Improv, when he found out...
Steve, yes.
When he found out that this was canceled, he went and donated to every single pre-Die Laughing fundraiser. Every single one of them. He just... I don't even know how much he put down. I didn't even look. But he just put something in all of them, which is a super sweet gesture.
It is.
And that's kind of what we need right now is everybody to just give a little bit of something. And if you can't give, as we have said in the many times in the past, tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Yep. Directly.
Yep.
I mean, sharing on Facebook is great, and please do, but tell a friend directly. Mm-hmm. It's there is nothing more effective than talking to an individual directly about something you're excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, who would like to unplug something?
Salsa, I think we're about to get unplugged.
Yep. Thank you so very much to everyone for listening.
Bye, I love you, bye.
No, in all seriousness, thank you to everyone who listened. We will be posting the link to the radio spot that Eric, Tim, and Duck did earlier this week. We will be, again, posting the links to all three of our fundraisers. Jenna has already hit her goal. Yes. However,
don't do this.
Much like the three of us doing it with a tattoo, if James and Jason collectively raise $1,000.
James and Jenna.
Yeah. If Jenna and Jason collectively collect $1,000, then they will both have to do improv. So, also look at that.
About 400 away from that. Mm-hmm. Maybe 350.
Yeah, exactly. So between the three of us, we could still use your help. Mm-hmm. But like I said, James and mine is this Friday, so
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take that into account.
Focus on them first.
You would say that.
Focus on them first.
Anyway, legitimately, anything else I can think of?
I believe there's a matching grant right now.
There is a matching
grant.
I forgot about that. A matching grant right now.
A $500 matching grant.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next $500 that are donated mm-hmm. to anywhere in any divisions of whatever will be matched.
Yep.
Up to $500.
And actually, I really haven't mentioned this very much, but I get a matching grant through my company. Yes. So you should go to my fundraiser and also donate there, because anything I raise, I will be able to have them matched as well.
Yeah.
So between the $500 matching grant and between my company's matching grant that I could do,
oh wow,
you should probably do that.
That
now.
Actually does please, get your money going.
It goes pretty fast, and so please just give something and get us that extra $200, because I would love all three of mm-hmm. us to get that tattoo. So anything else? All right. In that case, thank you so much for listening. Please send in those donations, send in those fast fives, and eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.